Hi, and welcome to LA FPI's podcast series. My name is Allison Mead. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Rita O'Farrell, whose play Pedestrian is part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival taking place from June 16th through the 26th. Rita is the author of three plays, Apologetic Killer, which was produced at the Minneapolis Fringe, Icebox Genius, which was produced at both the Minneapolis and Winnipeg Fringe, and Pedestrian. In addition to its performances at the Hollywood Fringe this month, Pedestrian will also be produced at the Minneapolis Fringe in August. So thanks for joining me today, Rita. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Pedestrian begins with a woman coming home from school to find her husband playing a video game on the couch. And a conversation they have towards the beginning of the play is really interesting and revolves around some of the things going on in the game. So I was wondering if you could talk about that sequence a little bit and tell us how it's important to the development of both characters going forward.
Well, the game he's playing is, I don't want to say the name, but it's a popular one. I think a lot of people recognize it, but he's a certain character. He's an adventurer, and he's just going through different worlds, and he can steal a car, he can fly a helicopter, and he'll crash the helicopter, but he survives, he just keeps going. And there is one sequence after he steals the car, and the wife, Sherry, is asking, why are you driving so fast? And he's like, because I can. And she's like, well, no one's after you. And then he runs over a couple of people, a young family, and she's like, you just ran them over. And he's like, no big deal. It's a game. And I think that's at the core, the crux of what's wrong with their relationship. And he just thinks, you know, not a big deal. And she's like, no, wait a minute. It is a big deal that, you know, you enjoy playing this game for one thing and that you're stealing a car. And then you just run people over. And it sort of manifests itself throughout the play and in the relationship.
Yeah, it seems to become really central because then later Daphna, who's Dennis's sister, comes over and the boyfriend of Daphna really bonds with Dennis over the game, and they both kind of speak about what's going on in the game in a really detached manner. So I was wondering what this relationship signals to you, particularly because Dennis has previously called this guy a loser behind his back.
Right, yes, that is interesting. Yeah, initially in the writing, in the written word of the play, there is some bonding in that both guys get caught up in the game. It was a director's choice to make that bond a little bit stronger as Duke, the boyfriend, as he comes into what the director likes to call the man cave. and I sort of like that direction I went with it. It was a little bit stronger than what I wanted in the writing, but I think it's pretty typical. I think it's one easy way, even though Duke certainly isn't the type that Dennis would want to sit and have a conversation with, but he can come and talk about this video game. It's just one kind of easy level that they both can relate to.
It also seems to kind of set up the background for what happens next, which is that meanwhile, Sherry, the central character, has experienced something that day on the subway, which causes everyone around her to either form an opinion about how she must be feeling or maybe what she should do about it, et cetera. So how do you, I don't want to give too much away, but how do you see this moment as a playwright?
This is definitely, I feel it's the climax. I'd like to think it's the surprise, even though I know for the Fringe, I sort of threw it out there about the flasher. But initially when I wrote the play and when I thought about producing it, I thought that would be sort of the surprise element. And instead, I'm sort of putting it out there. But as the title says, you know, pedestrian, like we all seem to get sort of peed on in some respect in society, and Sherry's sort of just had this moment, but then to come home and also what she's going through with her husband, or you know, that he's playing these video games, you know, it is about being a pedestrian and what can happen to us out in society. I more so think the play is about relationships and about love and about finding love, and what do we do when it's not quite there, not quite what we want?
Well, it is interesting in the context of the play how the relationship as it's set up at the beginning shifts because of the introduction of this element.
Right, exactly. You mean once she talks about what happened to her?
Yes. Yeah, once she reveals that, it seems to shift everything else, and the whole play seems to kind of hinge on that moment.
Yes, exactly. And because of their reactions, and especially Dennis's, I think at the end you're sort of left feeling like what's going to happen? What's going to happen to this couple? Are they going to make it? And maybe for Sherry, it was just, you know, it has been a long day. I'm sure we all feel that, right? It's just a long day, and then something like that happens to you, and you think, I sort of feel in that play when Sherry comes home, you know, after being at work and then at school and then having something happen on the subway, she wants to come in and talk to her husband and tell him, oh, you know, this happened to me. But she comes home and he's got the lights off and he's sitting there with his beer and the game. And I think that just set the tone for her. And it just kind of spirals out of control from that point on.
Well, okay, excellent. So I wanted to ask you also, because your bio does say that you're working on something that's full length, so I wanted to ask you about that too and see where you're going to go from here, from this Fringe. Obviously, you're going to do Pedestrian again over the summer, but let's talk a little bit about where you're going to go next with your next work.
Right. Well, I need to finish writing it, and so I'm looking forward to having time to do that. But I've been thinking a lot about this full length, and I feel I'm a pretty quick writer. I tend to think more about concepts and ideas, but once I sit down and write, it usually comes out pretty quickly. I'm not sure if the full length would be, you know, for the Fringe. I'm not sure. I would definitely probably have a lot of people read it, maybe do a table read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would love to get some investors involved and produce it. Yeah. And, you know, right now I live in L.A. I think L.A. is more and more becoming a theater city. You know, a place to see great theater, and, you know, maybe it'll have its debut here in Los Angeles.
Excellent. So are you able to talk about anything thematically or plot-wise that's maybe going to go on in this new work?
Sure. It revolves around a family, two sisters who have somewhat been estranged, but their mother needs a kidney transplant, and they sort of bicker about who should be the donor. Because they're both, yeah. And, there's a grandmother involved and nieces and nephews. So it's a family and a much-needed kidney.
Well, excellent. We will definitely look forward to that. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Pedestrian has 5 remaining performances at the Hollywood Fringe Festival on June 18th, 19th, 23rd, 25th, and 26th at the Actors Circle Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard. For more information, go to www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/425. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.